Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, September 8th, 2020. Stand up for your country. Killing Crazy Horse released today. I'll tell you a little bit about it later on in the program. I hope you order it. Dennis Miller coming up today. So we're in a really good show. But let's start with this Atlantic Magazine story, because this is very instructive to what is going on in America. This is a much bigger story than just a sleazy article. All right, so the story appears in this magazine, which is out of Boston. Nobody really reads the Atlantic Magazine. It's owned by a woman named Lorraine Jobs, the widow of Steve Jobs, all right? Now, Lorraine Jobs is a fanatical leftist. She has donated $610,000 to the Biden campaign just in June, okay? So she owns the magazine. And she pays a guy named Jeffrey Goldberg to edit the magazine. Goldberg is a Trump hater like you've never seen. So the article is basically entitled, Trump, Americans Who Died in War Are Losers and Suckers. That's the title of the article. Here's the pithy part, and I'm going to quote it. Trump rejected the idea of the visit to a World War I cemetery in France in 2018 because he feared his hair would become disheveled in the rain and because he did not believe it important to honor American war dead, according to four people with firsthand knowledge of the discussion that day. In a conversation with senior staff members on the morning of the scheduled visit, Trump said, quote, "Why should I go to that cemetery? It's filled with losers," unquote. In a separate conversation on the same trip, Trump referred to the more than 1,800 U.S. Marines who lost their lives at Belleau Wood as suckers for getting killed, unquote. Okay. Now, here's the truth of what happened. First of all, what does it mean, firsthand knowledge of the conversation? Does that mean the people, the four people that Atlantic said they talked to? And I don't doubt that they talked to people. They had to, all right? But who are these people? First-hand knowledge, does that mean they heard it? So if you heard the conversation and you're using anonymous sources, you say sources who heard the conversation. You don't say first-hand knowledge because nobody knows what that means. That is dishonest. That's number one. These anonymous sources are not put into any kind of context at all. We don't know whether they heard it somewhere in a restaurant or a colleague told them. We don't know anything. Four sources with firsthand knowledge. BS. Nobody could have gotten that published unless they were working for Lorraine Jobs. Well, maybe the New York Times and Washington Post would have done it, but they would have done it in a more clever way. This is just garbage. Garbage. All right? So who was it? Who did it? Goldberg, the author of the article and editor of the magazine, in 2016, called President Trump a demagogue, a xenophobe, a sexist, a know-nothing liar. This is a real objective guy, right? Okay. In 2018, he wrote an article, said, Donald Trump's mafia mindset. That's objective. Then in 2019, Atlanta Magazine put on the cover, impeach. Okay, there it is, impeach. So I think we know where these people are coming from. Then another article in 19, unfit for office Donald Trump. Donald Trump's narcissism makes it impossible for him to carry out the duties of the presidency. This is a cartoon. This is like Mad Magazine. Atlantic Magazine is like Mad Magazine. In fact, Mad Magazine is going, why didn't we think of this? Okay? Now, if somebody had done this to Joe Biden, never would have gotten out into the media. Media would have said, this is a bunch of crap. You can't write an article about four people with firsthand knowledge and not define them. It never would have gotten out. Maybe on the far right websites, and not very many of those, but it did get out. Okay, here's the kicker. John Bolton, who despises Trump and wrote a book cutting his throat okay, said this. Go.
According to what that article said, the president made disparaging remarks about our soldiers, the people buried at the Anmarn Cemetery, in connection with the decision for him not to go to the ceremony that was planned that afternoon. And that was simply false. I don't know who told the author that, but that was false. And I recounted that in my book, The Room Where It Happened, and reaffirmed that in response to questions the next day.
Bolton says bull. And Bolton was a national security advisor. So he's just Bolton, the guy who's just slamming Trump all day long. Pompeo likes Trump. Secretary of State says, look, I was there. I never heard anything like this. Now, if Donald Trump had actually said these are losers the U.S. Marines killed in World War I, okay, if he had said that, it wouldn't be 2 years later that this would become forth. Everybody would have known that.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now, this is going to be the worst campaign, most revolting, most defamatory on both sides, but primarily the press is going to go after Trump. The right wing will go after Biden, and talk radio will go after Biden. But this is, I'm just going to give you an example of what this is. LA Times headline, new Trump ads stoke racial bias among white people in Minnesota and Wisconsin. All right, racial bias, the ads stoke that. All right, here's one of the ads, go.
Lawless criminals terrorize Kenosha. Joe Biden takes a knee. Biden and the radical left's weak response has led to chaos and violence, and their calls for defunding police would make it worse. President Trump is making it stop, sending National Guard and federal law enforcement to protect Wisconsin's families. Communities, not criminals. Jobs, not mobs. Strong leadership when America needs it most.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
So that stokes racial bias among white people? LA Times? That's just a political ad. Awful. Okay, so the author of the article is a reporter named Michael Finnegan. It's a reporter, not a commentator, not an editorial guy. He's a reporter. Okay, he tweets. This is the objective reporter. He tweets. Trump had a chance to reassure black Americans. He gets their grief and rage each time police kill or injure black people. Instead, he dismissed protesters as anarchists, warned of mob rule, and ignored longstanding racism. Ignored longstanding racism? All right, here's another one. Facing crisis, Trump attacks Biden with angry broadsides and false charges as he seeks to reframe the election as a choice rather than a referendum on his first term. Final one, baseless birther attack on Kamala Harris shows how Trump is struggling to define her. How about that? Oh, look at that. Okay, so this is a reporter putting that stuff out in a tweet. Now, Trump was asked about Harris and about the charge that she wasn't eligible to be vice president because her parents were immigrants, not American citizens, when she was born in California. Trump said, I don't know anything about it. I'll look into it, but I don't know. He didn't stoke this. So this Finnegan guy is another in a long line of corrupt journalists. I've never seen so much corruption in one industry.
Roll the tape on this. We'll be right back.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Okay, final thought of the day. So I posted a message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com. I hope you read it every morning. And the message of the day is this. What's the matter with California? Why hasn't it canceled the San Francisco 49ers? What's going on? Now, the Washington Redskins, gone. I said, we got to make it the Washington Spinners or the Washington Deep State. I like that. The Deep State's on the 15-yard line. They go wide. Oh, sacked. The Deep State was sacked. Washington Deep State. Now, they ignored me. But the Redskins out of there. Cleveland Indians having trouble. Now, the 49ers. So, if you read Killing Crazy Horse, you'll know that in 1849, a bunch of white prospectors went to Northern California and decimated the Indians who lived there, the Native American tribes. And the California governor helped them. So now we are glorifying the 49ers? What? Gotta go. And here's the new name for the San Francisco football team. The Pelosis. The San Francisco Pelosis. And of course, if you have a new name, you have to have a new logo. How about a hair dryer? Yes. A little hair dryer on the side of the helmet. San Francisco Pelosis. Yes. Get the 49ers, you got to cancel them. Final thought of the day. We'll see you tomorrow.